Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go. We weren't expected to be with you tonight because we thought we would have Cardinals baseball on the air, but instead it is a Graybar Sports Open Line because the Cardinals and the Phillies, they got rained out. They are going to attempt to play a doubleheader tomorrow. I say attempt because there is bad weather in the area of Philadelphia tomorrow as well. If all goes as planned, game times tomorrow. The first game will be at 12:05. You may have seen some tweets and some other things out there that said 12:15. Evidently, the Phillies first said that game one was going to be at 12:15. That is incorrect. So 12:05 is when game one of the doubleheader tomorrow begins. That means our coverage will start at 11:10 tomorrow morning. And if there's no rain and everything just goes along and all goes as planned, game two will take place at 5:15. So with that, here we are for Graybar Sports Open Line. We are here till 8 o'clock tonight. If you want to join the program, you can do so by calling, texting, tweeting, leaving a voice message, or by leaving a message on the video stream. To call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That same number, whether you want to call or text, you use that number. Go ahead and just save that number in your phone, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. If you are watching us on the video stream, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, you can leave a message right there. Or if you are listening to us on the Odyssey app, you can just go ahead and press the little microphone button and leave a voice message, and that comes to us as well. So many ways to get connected. We've got a lot coming up on the program today. In about 10 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio. Look forward to talking with him and seeing his thoughts on what's going on with the Cardinals right now, who have won 9 straight games from a national perspective. How real is what's going on with the Cardinals? Brian Dunseth, who calls games for Apple TV and MLS Season Pass, he's going to join us at 6:35. We'll talk through City SC's matchup against Sporting KC. That's going to be coming up tomorrow night. It's a midweek soccer. And then Frank Cusimano, sports director over at Channel 5, he is set to join us at about 7:20, so in an hour and 10 minutes or so. And that's the plan of what we've got going on today. You know, in terms of the legitimacy of what's going on right now with the Cardinals, and look, betting odds are not the end-all and be-all, and what betting odds are numbers that sportsbooks set more than anything else to try to get half of the betting public to bet on one side of it and the other half of the betting public to set to bet on the other side of it. So when you're using betting lines as a way to augment a point, I think more often than not that can be a little bit flawed. But I do find it interesting because the Cardinals, and this is something I've just been watching because I know how I feel about the team. I'm pretty positive about the team, but you know what? I've been pretty positive about the team all along. Like my take on this team has never changed, that the offense was going to be better than last year, and they were a winning team last year. So even if some other areas take a little bit of a step back, they were going to be a better team this year just because of what was going to happen from an offensive standpoint. And I think for the most part, that has essentially been true. The only time that hasn't been true is when the bullpen was really, really, really struggling. And at that point, the bullpen struggles were so pronounced that it was neutralizing out the other good things that were happening. But now that the bullpen is performing at a little bit of a higher level, not a little bit, a lot of higher level, the team is winning a bunch of games. And it's a right now thing. It's not a for sure down the line thing. And betting odds are indicative of how people feel right now. But as the team has been winning, and even before the 9-game winning streak, because the team had kind of started to, you know, make a half turn of the corner a couple different times. They would surge forward, come back, surge forward, come back. Like I was watching the odds, and consistently all season long, the Cardinals have had the fourth best odds to win the division. The only team that had better or worse odds, I should say, than the Cardinals to win the NL Central was the Pittsburgh Pirates. And yesterday it changed. I don't know what it was about, and it was staying that way through 8 games or through 7 games of the winning streak, through them being within a couple games of first place, with them being alone in second place, they still had the fourth best odds. And then yesterday it changed, and they now have the second best odds to win the NL Central. So the Cubs are considered the betting favorite to win the Central. They are minus 290 favorites. So it's for non-betting folks, essentially you have to you bet 290 to win a dollar, whereas the Cardinals are at plus 500. So with that, bet a dollar to win $5, essentially. So that's where the odds are. So the Cubs are still, I would say, heavy favorites to win the NL Central. But the Cardinals now have the second best odds, and their odds are about twice as good as the team with the third best odds. That's the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers, who had been ahead of the Cardinals in terms of betting odds, are now at plus 950 compared to the Cardinals at plus 500. So again, betting odds, not end all be all, but one of the things I want to hear from Mike Farron when we talk to him in just a few moments is if he is viewing the Cardinals differently based off what's happened in this 9-game winning streak. Because if I see the odds moving, that means there's other things happening where people are starting to buy into this team as being a little bit more legit from a national standpoint, or at the very least, the sports books are saying, well, we can get people to bet half on one side, half on the other. And the half on one side, half on the other thing doesn't work quite as much when we're talking about money lines as opposed to like point spreads, but you get the idea of where I'm trying to go with that. All right, speaking of Mike Farron, he is set to join us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. If you're tuning in looking for Cardinals baseball, well, you're not going to get it tonight. They've been rained out in Philadelphia, going to play a day-night doubleheader tomorrow. So instead, we've got a full two-hour program, and that gives us the opportunity to talk with one of our absolute favorite people to talk baseball with. You hear him on MLB Network Radio. He is our friend Mike Farrin. Follow him on Twitter, Mike_Ferrin. Mike, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm great, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Always good to be able to talk to you and certainly hear your voice. I remember talking to you a little bit even before the season got started, and you were certainly, as most people were, questionable about what kind of season the Cardinals could have. We're still very early on in the season, but a 9-game winning streak makes them look very good at 6:20 p.m. on May 13th of 2025. Has your opinion on this team changed at all as they've played probably better baseball than most people expected this year?
I don't know that it's changed as of yet. I mean, I certainly think it's encouraging that they've won 9 in a row and that they're over 500 and that they're right there on the heels of the Cubs in the Central, but it's still pretty early in the season. And I think probably when we talked, I said I didn't think this team was going to be terrible. I thought they were going to be okay. I mean, I think people forget that it was an over 500 team a year ago. I think the questions were more on just kind of the messaging of the direction, right? But They've given young guys an opportunity. I think the Victor Scott breakout has been super exciting. He's a different hitter now than he was really at any time that I saw him as a prospect or when he first came to the big leagues. And the fact that he's getting on base at the rate that he is to be able to use that speed, and he plays such great defense. You know, he and Mason Wynn give them a really dynamic middle-of-the-field duo, and I think that's really exciting. And then, you know, Brendan Donovan's been a good hitter in his big league career, a more impactful one than I thought he was going to be. I thought he had a chance to be a really nice reserve, but his strike zone judgment is so good. And so you've got these kind of building block pieces with a few veterans around them and still some guys that – you know, you're trying to get more out of, right? I think there's still a lot. There's a chance that there is much more to come from Jordan Walker, who certainly has improved his defense, which is great news. And, you know, they've had Lars Nygaard be healthy to this point, which is really good. But guys like Walker and Gorman, you know, still haven't really produced as of yet. And so we're kind of waiting to see that, because that's what kind of takes them from being this cool story to, hey, they're a contender. And the starters have done a nice job so far. It seems like they've really started to figure out the bullpen and some of the roles. Kyle Leahy's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I think there's some really good stories that are there, but I'm not quite ready to anoint them playoff contender yet. I'll say this. They are playing in the right division if they want to be.
They are, and I don't think there's a whole lot of separation between the top four teams until you finally get to the Pirates, where there is a little bit of separation. You mentioned Kyle Leahy. I mean, yesterday is a day where he goes and gets you, what, the seven outs, and he's a guy who has been a high-leverage guy for you. Like that doesn't really exist right now in baseball. High-leverage guys who can also pitch parts of three innings, we just don't see that very often.
No, and I think a big reason why, you know, I was talking to a GM and a manager about this spring, because one of the things that I'm a fan of that I wish would come back is the multi-inning reliever, right? I mean, maybe it's because I'm a child of the 80s, but I feel like it's a more entertaining product, one, with multi-inning relievers, and two, I think it gives you an opportunity to use your best guys in plus games, and then, you know, but kind of develop some other ones, right? The idea is you get your starters a little bit deeper and you go to your plus guys, and maybe your starters go a little bit further. And certainly I understand, hey, listen, like there is a better understanding of what happens the more back end starters face lineups, right? That's where the third time order through the order penalty really comes in. And there's only a handful of elite guys at any point, but that's something I was always a fan of. What Leahy did last night is pretty cool. But I think most managers would tell you that they'd like to have, and this is what the manager and executive told me that whenever we were having this conversation in the spring was, you know, you want to be able to have those guys available for as many games as possible. And so by using Leahy the way they did, you know, they're fortunate that they had the rain out tonight. Maybe he's available for a shorter stint in the doubleheader tomorrow, but he's probably realistically not available again until Thursday. And so I get where they're coming from, even though I kind of prefer what Leahy did last night. But it was still pretty cool to see it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and strike out Bryce Harper. Like, it was just a cool moment. Mike, I was in Milwaukee for a while, and before Josh Hader became the one inning, ninth inning guy, that's what he does. You know, on nights that Corey Knebel or Jeremy Jeffress weren't available, you'd go ask Josh Hader to go get you five or six outs, and eventually you're not going to make your money in arbitration without the saves, and they figured out the one inning role for him. But I agree with you. Like, that's exciting, and that's memorable. I'm going to remember the Kyle Leahy seven out game for a while.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, listen, it's also we are products of when we grew up, right? And so as relief pitching became more prevalent in the 70s and 80s, this is what we saw, right? So like Bruce Sutter rarely went just one inning when he was closing for the Cardinals, right? When Raleigh Fingers was there, there was a World Series game where Raleigh came in like the third inning and finished it. So actually one of the reasons why I like college baseball is that relief aces tend to go multiple innings, sometimes as many as five. And that's kind of fun and old school. And I enjoy that. But I also can understand the decisions that front offices and managers make and why they have shortened those roles up, even if it's not something that I agree with.
This team is arguably the best defensive team in baseball. We've mentioned Scott Walker is vastly improved out in right field. He made a great play to finish things off yesterday. We know about Arenado. We know about Wynn. Wilson Contreras has become a plus defensive first baseman just seemingly at the snap of a finger. And that's another, it feels like they're giving their pitchers that much more of an opportunity because all these outs are being made behind them.
Yeah, I'm still a little skeptical on Contreras' defense at first. I mean, I think metrically it's been pretty good. But there are a couple of things where he still doesn't seem to have much of the nuance of playing the position, which is understandable, right? I mean, he had played a little first and a little outfield, but really he's been a catcher. So I think there's probably going to be some growing pains from time to time. When you're going to see it, it's not going to show up in errors. It's going to be on plays where, like, he's trying to range far to his right for a ball that he has no business trying to go after because the second baseman is positioned well. And some of that is just feel and understanding the position. And that's, that's something that happens. But I do think, you know, listen, with Scott in center, with Walker's improvements in right, the catch he made at the end of the game last night was not an easy catch. The left side of the infield, really good defensively. And they've had better defense behind the plate, too. I think that's the other thing is that that trio has done a pretty good job. So I think those are positive qualities, certainly. And listen, they need to be good defensively because it's not a pitching staff, at least in the rotation, that's going to miss a ton of bats. So they have to play well defensively, but it's been great to see that at the start. And I love watching Mason Wynn play shortstop. So that's really exciting, too.
Matthew Liberatore is having a breakout year. He's one of those guys who they wanted to see what they had in him. They talk about the runway. They got him into the rotation, and he has absolutely run with it. He's always had that kind of thing around his neck being connected to the Randy Rosarena trade, but it feels like he's coming on. As you view him, where do you see this guy going? How legit is what we're seeing from him right now?
I mean, right now, you know, the thing is, I haven't been able to watch one of his starts to this point, so I haven't seen it firsthand, but it certainly seems like he's getting a little bit more carry on the fastball. And that's something that he had struggled with, I think, as a professional. He had a really good fastball as an amateur, and I think he's starting to see better results on that some. I think part of it, too, is just the continued growth that comes with, you know, being a young pitcher and getting opportunity. And that's where, you know, part of what their plan was to be able to give these guys an opportunity made sense, right? Is that you could see that there was a path to have for some of them to succeed. Some of them are going to struggle. Some of them are going to find themselves in different roles than they are currently. Some of them aren't going to make it. And that's kind of where the risk comes from. But it's also, you get a clearer idea of who's going to be part of it. And so things like Libertor taking that role, you know, Graceffo, the job that he's done in the bullpen, you know, is pretty impressive. So, like, those things are real important and really good steps forward, I think, for this club. And Libertor is kind of the poster child on the pitching side. Now, again, like, they still need a rotation really outside of Sonny Gray. Nobody's an above average strikeout guy. And I do think that missing bats is pretty important. Now, again, they're kind of in the right division for it because the Cubs rotation doesn't miss bats. The Brewers rotation doesn't miss bats. The Pirates and the Reds do. Pirates pitching is actually really good, but the Pirates aren't really a threat because, I mean, they have a little bit of a trouble scoring run. So I think it's you know, it works for right now, but I think you're going to have to continue to see growth, and I think you're going to have to see his secondaries be sharp and, you know, all those little things over and over again.
Final thing for Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio, and bad week this past week in terms of good baseball men and Buddy Black and Derek Shelton each losing their jobs, and Pittsburgh and Colorado respectively. I think anybody with a brain realizes that those are kind of institutional issues with those organizations and not managerial issues, but the Rockies on a historically bad pace. The Pirates, they were on a really bad run, but Pirates didn't do anything in the offseason to build around Paul Skeens. The Rockies have been one of the bluntly dumbest organizations in baseball for a very long time. Like, what can happen in these places where they're making money, but they're not doing anything to give their fans much of a product on the field?
It's unbelievably frustrating, and for completely different reasons, right? So, like, Pittsburgh, it's solely, they've been cheap. Their owner has not given them the resources that they need to compete. And while they may have lost a little bit of money last year, which is one of the contentions that an article made, they have, over the course of the last several years, pocketed an awful lot. And they were really, you know, two bats away from being competitive with that pitching staff. I mean, they needed a corner outfield bat and probably, you know, somebody else who and nothing against Andrew McCutchen, but who is an upgrade there, or somebody who could play second base. Like, if they could have gone out and played on, say, like, Gleyber Torres and Anthony Santander, who are, you know, Torres is having a really nice year for Detroit. Santander is not off to a great start for Toronto, but neither of those guys are bank breakers in terms of the money that they're paid, but are significant upgrades over what they have on their current roster. I think you would see a pretty big difference. They're not deep, so, like, their one big offseason acquisition, Spencer Horwitz, who's not a power hitting first baseman but a guy who gets on base, has been out with a wrist injury, and that's had a huge impact on them because they didn't have anybody else that could really fill that role. I think that's one thing. What's going on in Colorado, we actually did a long breakdown on it today and went back and looked. They have done a terrible job drafting. They have done a terrible job developing and signing players internationally. Their player development is a disaster. And the bigger issue is that there is a lack of internal accountability where they all think that they're doing fine. They're not cheap. I would not constitute them cheap, at least when it comes to their payroll, that they have spent at a decent level. They just have been so insular for so long that there are no new and fresh ideas. Does this sound familiar at all with the Cardinals?
Yeah.
And bringing in Heim Bloom? Not to say that, I mean, I think John Mozeliak in that group was more adaptable, certainly, than what's been in Colorado. But it just has been, it's been a disaster. And this has been going down this route for a long time. I heard from multiple people in scouting and in coaching over the course of the last 2 days who said if they made wholesale changes, they would be interested in going to the Rockies because they think that there is a path to do it. Everybody wants the challenge of being successful there. And again, it's not like they have lacked for resources on their major league roster. They just have always been thin in terms of the amount of talent. And I listen, I've been as guilty as anybody of talking about the reputation of their amateur scouting department. But the fact is that it's been a decade since they've really produced. You know, the last, and this is a pretty low bar, the last 10 WAR career big leaguer that they produced in the draft, do you know who that is? It's Ryan McMahon.
Oh, my goodness.
He was drafted in 2013.
Yeah.
Like, that's 12 years ago. And that's a guy who, you know, he is, not to bog everybody down with numbers, but he's basically been a league average performer for 7 years. And they don't have, like, as much as everybody talks about Colorado's a great place to hit, their offenses have been terrible for a decade because they don't make good swing decisions. They also have a pitching staff that doesn't miss bats. They have completely ignored the way to win in the 2020s, and they have apparently no willingness to either A, learn how, or B, put the resources into how to develop the guys that they have to get there. It is an extremely frustrating situation, and it's not going to change until the owner decides that they need to go outside the organization to completely rebuild their baseball operations department. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not somebody who campaigns for people to lose their jobs, and I would hate to see Bill Schmidt lose his job because Bill is a legendary scout, right? They have Danny Montgomery, who's in their front office, is on the short list of the greatest scouts of the last 50 years. Danny Montgomery is amazing, but they need a complete overhaul, and they need to start trying to build a baseball team in 2025 and not 1975.
He is Mike Farron. You hear him on MLB Network Radio, does stuff with ESPN when it comes to college baseball. He's all over the place, and he's just a really, really good guy that we love talking baseball with. Mike, thanks for the time as always.
Always a pleasure, Matt, and thanks for not asking about Pete Rose. I'll talk to you later.
All right, very good. That's Mike Farron joining us on the program. We'll get into the Pete Rose stuff. That wasn't a conversation right there. We are going to shift gears. We'll talk some City SC in just a moment or so. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back in on KMOX, it's the Graybar Sports Open Line. We were not supposed to have a show tonight because the Cardinals were supposed to be playing. They have been rained out. They'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. So we're really thankful that this guy was willing to move his interview from time from tomorrow to today. He is Brian Dunseth. He'll be the analyst on the City SC Sporting KC game that's coming up tomorrow evening over at Energizer Park. He joins us right now. Brian, thanks for taking the time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Just getting ready to head to the airport and head to your beautiful city.
Awesome. We look forward to having you here. What do you make of this City team right now? They are a struggling unit to be for sure.
Yeah, I think for Olaf Melberg, we saw a lot of positives for the first couple of matches of the season, but that also coincides with a team and a roster that was a lot healthier than it currently is. Right now, I feel like it's margins. I mean, you go back to the game against San Diego a couple of nights ago, you know, if João Klaus scores that header in the opening minutes of the second half, it changes the game and the dynamics significantly. But it seems like, and I've been a part of these teams where you don't feel like you're catching a break. You feel like you're doing a lot of good things, but for one reason or another, there's a breakdown and you find yourself being punished because there's, to be quite honest, in Major League Soccer, there's just not a lot of difference between a lot of teams. Teams are, for the most part, very similar in their capabilities of being able to punish kind of the smaller mistakes. So right now, it feels like, and I use this kind of during broadcasts every once in a while, it's almost as if you got to kind of manufacture something, whether that's momentum, whether that's goals, whether it's self-belief. And I kind of feel like that really does apply to this group, especially ahead of these, you know, 9 points, 3 games, less than a week, as we kind of, you know, translate this early phase of the season of what's been good, bad, and ugly. And I think you can probably check all three boxes so far to start the year.
So when you're trying to manufacture those sort of things, does it help that you play against a team that even with the very short existence of this organization, it has obviously turned into a pretty good rivalry between St. Louis and Kansas City?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Being a kid from Southern California, I didn't realize how much you guys don't like each other. I didn't realize that it does transcend all sporting teams across the board, but also kind of just the cities themselves. So I did the game last year, right before the All-Star break at Kansas City, and one of the local broadcasters, Nate Bucati, kind of gave me a different inside look to what was happening between these two teams, these two cities, and the loyalty to sports and everything else that comes along with it. So I've been getting a crash course on this. But I think, you know, you go back to, I think it was the very first game when Kerry Zavagnin, Peter Vermes' trusted first assistant, had taken over following the sacking and the firing of Peter Vermes at Sporting Kansas City. And you know, that 2-0 win generated some momentum in the back pocket of all that Sporting Kansas City was trying to do. I don't think it's going to take anything. You know, it's not locker room fodder. It's not bulletin board material. This is something that I think every player who wears the St. Louis City jersey and crest on their chest is going to recognize that this is something that is a little bit more important than the other games. And so I'm expecting an incredible atmosphere, as it always is at Energizer Park. And I think in the first 10 to 15 minutes, man, you're absolutely going to see the physicality of these two teams that are going to try to send some messages and ultimately try to force the other, you know, the guys in the other jerseys on the other opposite side of the field to hopefully weather the storm. Because I expect there to be fireworks, not just the goals that we want to see as fans, but more importantly, kind of that physicality, that pure dislike that happens between two teams.
The team will be without their head coach during the match. Olaf Melberg, after getting his third yellow, is not going to be able to coach this team. Does that impact things much?
It does. I mean, I think, you know, with Olaf, obviously he's a gregarious presence, right? You know, he's got the size, he's got the beard, he's one hell of a good-looking human being. But
I do the beard. Let's stop for a second. The beard is a thing of beauty, right?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a beard myself, but it's nowhere near the Swedish lord status that his beard has over. I said the moment that he was hired, when Lutz hired him, I was like, that is hands down the best beard in Major League Soccer. No one comes close to something like that. But yeah, I think when it's weird, right? Because you expect the tenacity and the intensity of his presence. And, you know, even watching the game against San Diego, going back and watching it this morning, you know, just watch, you know, the amount of times he's so demonstrative on the sidelines. I think, you know, that could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing. And there's a unique balance of him still being kind of a younger manager, of trying to figure out some, you know, in moments where things are so easy as a player, now you're trying to transmit something that you've done so individually at such a high level. You're trying to transmit this to the collective, right? Of between not just the 11 players on the field, but ultimately, you know, the 25 to 28 players that you have on the roster. So they will be absolutely prepared. His trusted assistant that's been with him for the better part of his entire coaching career is going to understand the nuance of what he expects, but also have the freedom to make the decisions. And they'll, you know, ultimately, I think they'll go over probably every different scenario that could potentially happen. But it's going to look different. I don't know if it's going to feel different with regards to that group, because obviously I don't have the insight of being on the training field day in, day out.
I hate that I'm even asking this question, but I'm going to ask it. I'll finish you off with this. We saw this organization move on from Bradley Carnell very early on in a season after they had a historic first year of existence. Yeah. Is there any scenario where Olaf's seat gets really, really hot this season?
I mean, I think that's dependent upon, you know, where they fall in line with the playoff race. I'll use a perfect example. Peter Vermes and Caleb Porter, the Sporting Kansas City, former Sporting Kansas City coach and New England Revolution head coach, had almost identical records 5 weeks ago. Even going back to halfway through the summer, the New England Revolution, Sporting Kansas City, exactly the same records. I'm not joking. To a T. They move on from Peter Vermes. They allow Kerry Zavagnin, the trusted assistant, to come in. He does things a little bit differently, even though he was a part of that group for 17 years. New England Revolution allowed Caleb Porter 2 more weeks. And in the midst of those 2 more weeks, he picked up his first win. And since then, they've manufactured, I want to say it's 4 out of 6, including a tie. And all of a sudden, they're in a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are the moments. And I know we get kind of twitchy as fans and as media members as we're watching, because we will, and especially, you know, this fan base is extraordinary. But similarly to what happened in Atlanta United, you're almost spoiled, right? Because you started off so well in that first year covering the team and Bradley and everything that was happening. It was such a breath of fresh air, because there was this roadmap to immediate success. And then obviously it feels like something, you know, between the players inside the locker room and the pushback of Bradley of who he was, they decided to go in a different direction. Now, obviously he's having a ton of success in Philadelphia to start the season. So I don't like calling for managers' heads, and I'm not suggesting anybody's doing that with Olaf, but I'd like to see a new manager, as he adapts to everything this league is and isn't, continuing to figure out as they get players back healthy. And I think Roman Berkey being back healthy is obviously a really important piece of the puzzle. And hopefully the team could see Edward Löwen back in this squad. With everything that's been happening both on and off the field, you know, there's some significant assets. And also, I think we all recognize that Lutz is never one to be slow with figuring out a way to find Toyshirt or Hartel or any of those type of guys in the international market. So my feel is that he'll be given the time. I hope he does. But in the short turnaround time, man, I know St. Louis City SC fans are looking for a maximum of 3 points as early and as often in these next couple of matches.
Excuse me, Brian. Brian Dunseth is going to be on the call on the Apple TV MLS season pass package. Every game, they do an incredible job. They've got studio programming. They've got the game broadcast. They've got other features and content. It's an amazing package for MLS fans and soccer fans. You should definitely check it out. Brian, enjoy St. Louis, and hopefully we'll talk again down the line.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Looking forward to T.O. I call him T.O. Max, my partner Max Paredes and I. We absolutely love coming and being a part of everything that happens at Energizer Park. So looking forward to it, and thank you for the time.
You bet. Thank you. That's Brian Dunseth. We'll take a break. We got more in a moment on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Starting to wrap up hour number one of the program, and hour number two, we are going to be joined by Frank Cusimano. He's going to join us about 7:20. And then we did this during Redbird Rush Hour. We didn't get into quite as many things as we wanted to. So what I'm going to do a lot in the 7 o'clock hour, both before we talk to Frank and after we talk to Frank, I'm going to play some of the things that Oliver Marmol and Dusty Blake said on the Gas House Gang today. If you missed that, Oliver Marmol only always does Tuesday from about 12 to 12:30. Well, today he brought along pitching coach Dusty Blake, and they actually did about 45 minutes. They stayed through three segments as opposed to the two segments. And there were some interesting things that were said. And earlier on Redbird Rush Hour, you can always go check out the archive of that. Kevin and I got into some things that were said about Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker, and also some really interesting things that Dusty Blake had to say about analytics. But want to get into some other things as well that was said. So we're going to do that coming up in just a while. We were talking with Mike Farron earlier on the show. We were talking about the disaster that is all things Colorado Rockies baseball. Tommy sends in a message on the video chat and says, "Hey, Rockies, you are more than welcome to have Jahmo Zalak. He's a free agent at the end of the year." I know that is being said like in jest. However, Mo is a Colorado guy. And no matter what anybody likes to say here in St. Louis, who is not a big fan of Mo, Mo is a respected baseball executive who has accomplished a lot in his career. Now, he is Mo has expressed in conversations that he is looking forward to not being in the daily grind of all things baseball. But again, I don't know where Mo's going to be from a headspace point. He may already have his post-Cardinals thing lined up, or maybe he's still set to be part of the Cardinals organization in some, like, I don't know. But if there was a scenario where the Rockies could bring him in as like a special advisor who oversaw a hiring of a manager and a hiring of a general manager and a hiring of a scouting department where he doesn't have to be involved in the day-to-day operations, but is being involved in the big decisions and also putting people in place, that would make the Rockies better right there. I don't know how much better it would make them, but it would make them better right there. They would bring in a respected guy who knows what he's doing, and they would get better right there. And again, Mo's a Colorado guy. So if I was the Rockies, I would give Mo a call at the end of the year for sure. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.